Hi, is Nick available?
Let me check. I think he just left. Hold on one second. Can I
ask
him something?
Sure. It's Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, just a second.
Hello, this is Nick.
Hi, Nick. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Good. I wanted to see if you had any questions in regards to the documents that were sent over.
Yeah, I did, actually. I emailed back, and he said Dennis was going to call, but I guess can I talk to you about that?
Yeah. Dennis is stuck in a meeting right now, so.
Okay, so let's just go down this. Not a lot. I mean, I
have
been hoping for a longer term, actually, but.
Okay.
And I also didn't know it was a percent of credit card sales. I thought this was going to be more like a loan, you know, with a rate, with a daily amount, with a weekly amount or daily amount. But anyway,
okay.
Is there any wiggle room on the term?
On the term length?
Well, I mean, it's going to go, you know, according to our credit card sales. But I'm wondering if there's any wiggle room to either lower the percentage rate or, you know, screw around with that.
I can ask. Usually it's set.
Okay.
I can inquire, though, but it's usually set. What's
okay.
kind of good about that, though, is that if you have, you know, say that you have a day where the sales are not as, you know, high.
Oh, I know. It goes up and down. I get it. But
yeah.
For some reason, I thought, you know, the past merchant advances I've gotten were a flat amount per day, and that way if my bookkeeper and I could budget. You know, we know the X amount's going to come out every week, and we just can plan on that. And this way, we can't really plan that way.
Right.
I have a catering business, and it, you know, it'll go up and down and up and down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was my first question.
Well, we do offer that, but I think because the merchant statements were so strong, they were able to get you into this program,
okay.
and it was going to be a better option, I think, than the fixed one.
Okay.
So I think that's why they went with this.
All right. Well, okay. So that was question number one.
Okay.
For all the signature pages, you know, I'm the only
sure.
owner of the business or whatever, but like on the guarantor, there's four guarantors. The first one has my name printed and I sign it, I guess, and date, but then it's X'd off. I'm supposed to sign all the other three. Do I do that or is it necessary or?
Just sign the one that your name is on.
Okay, because then it's the same thing with the seller page? Same thing?
Yeah, just sign where your name is on that page.
Okay, so then the borrower, I'll just do that for mine. Talk to me. Now, some of the proceeds of this, we're paying off my merchant advance with Can Capital.
Correct.
Now, I didn't see anything in this document. Are you doing that? Am I doing that?
No, so what will happen is you will get a letter from them showing what the payoff balance is.
I have that, and I forwarded it to Zach. Yep, you got
that. Okay, and so that's the amount we'll pay. Usually they'll send you something before funding that will show the final amount that's going to be paid to them.
Well,
so
I got
that
already. It's good for 7 days, so...
Okay.
But so you guys are going to pay them directly?
We will pay them, and before funding, somebody is going to call you, they're going to verify all information, and they're going to verify the payoff amount with you as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so when... All right, so let me go through my last questions, but I have a question
sure.
about that.
Mm-hmm.
The last few pages of this, let's see, sign there... I'll sign just where my name is there. On the last two pages, the ACH authorization form.
Yes.
And the authorization to debit and credit doesn't ask for any of my signatures. It's nothing's X'd off or anything. There's all kinds of blanks on these forms. But I already sent you a check with a routing number.
If you could fill that in, that would be helpful.
Because like here it says, please attach a copy of a voided
check.
Right. You already have that.
Okay. So just on that one, attach the check, but I do need you to sign there.
Okay.
And sign the other page as well.
And the bottom of the other, or my name.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Please, yeah.
But at the top where it says bank name and all that stuff, you already
mm-hmm.
have that, right?
Okay. Yeah. Zach can fill that in for you.
So the question is, when is this going to happen?
So if we get the documents back today, then we're going to review those and then see what other items we need in order to fund. And then we have the payoff letter, so that's good because that usually takes a few days. And so we're looking to get you funded this week.
Yeah, that would be great.
And,
you don't think you might not have everything you need?
So right now, because I'm not, I don't do the final fundings, but they usually come up with a couple things, like a month to date bank statement.
I got them that. He already, every couple days he's been asking me for something new. I would have sent it up a week or two ago.
I don't know.
I'm
not in the file. I'm not sure what you sent him. So if you've already sent him stuff, then that will definitely expedite the process. But he'll have an update for you. Once he gets the documents in, he'll have an update for you with any remaining items. And then once we get that in, it'll move it along pretty quick.
Okay, because I'm willing to spend anything he wants. It's been frustrating to every couple of days saying, oh, no, we need that. Yesterday I had to come in on my day off because he needed my driver's license and a voided check, which I could have done a week ago.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you have everything. You have the most current bank statement. You have my my driver's license, a voided check.
Yeah.
Forms from my tax return that shows I'm
mm-hmm.
the owner.
Right.
So if there's anything else, I'd like to know right away because I really like this. My contractor's bugging me. He wants to know when he can start work.
Okay.
I'm not going to have him start until I have the money.
Sure. No? So, again, once we get the documents back, then they'll generate the updated items if they need anything in order to fund.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll email. I'm going to fax this in a minute to Zach, I guess, right?
Yes.
That's the fax number I have.
Yeah. Do you have, it's the 888 number, 234?
Hold on a second. Let me just see what I have. Just a second.
No problem.
Okay. All right. The fax number I have is 888-234-0177.
That's correct, yes.
All right, well, I'm going to sign these and fax away.
Okay.
And will you see Zach? Tell him it's coming, and I'd love to know this afternoon if there's anything else he needs so we could try to get this in by financing by Friday.
Yes, I will definitely let him know.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. Bye.
Okay, bye.